The Project Wild Singing Showdown takes place February 24 to 26 as 12 aspiring country artists parade their pipes to become the next singing sensation. Hayley Benedict is in the running and relishes the chance to put her name on the Canadian music map at Calgary's King Eddie Hotel on February 24. The St. Albert singer-songwriter hopes to dazzle judges and make it clear to the top. Only three of the independent musicians will walk away with winnings ranging from $50,000 to $100,000, a lucrative incentive to potentially gain recognition on the national platform. Project Wild is a $4.9 million country artist development program. The CRTC project is administered by Alberta Music and funded by Wild 953, Calgary's new country radio station. The intensive Zoom boot camp ran January 6-12, combining full-day classes with private one-on-one instruction. Sessions focused on real-world applications ranging from voice analysis, booking stylists, grant writing, and digital advertising, to planning video sessions, checking music royalties, understanding entertainment law, and creating safe workspaces. The amount of information was overwhelming. The program was amazing, and it pushed me to take risks. I feel I learned so much, and this is stuff you need to run your own business. The boot camp was like a full-time job, but so worth it. There should be more programs to help artists propel their career, said Benedict. From the outset, no one competitor had a clear advantage. Benedict has a powerful, emotive voice meant for the stage. She hopes to edge out others with her performance in the mandatory four challenges instructors issued to all contestants. The four challenges are a video challenge of their music, a charity challenge, a merchandising challenge, and an artist collaboration challenge. The charity challenge was the most difficult and time-consuming. Benedict partnered with CASA Center, a registered nonprofit that offers mental health services to children, adolescents, and families. She first encountered the charity 5 years ago singing at a charity event. To promote CASA's work, the longtime songwriter wrote Level Up and later worked with Dan Davidson, who donated his time to produce the single. Cody McIver, an Edmonton videographer and film editor, filmed Benedict performing Level Up. I personally feel very connected to CASA. I've seen people go through mental health issues. I wanted the song to be a message for youth to seek help or practice good mental health habits. I also wanted to encourage people to donate. She hopes to raise $5,000 with the single's release later this month. For the merchandising challenge, the St. Albert native dismissed the traditional hoodie and t-shirt props. As a collector of records and ticket stubs, she instead employed moonlight designs to create vinyl coasters based on authentic albums. Benedict has been singing since she was 8 years old, always with the sparkle of stardom in her eyes. She knows what she wants and is putting in the work to achieve her dreams. Will she reach the next milestone of her career? Benedict performs live on February 24 at 7:30 p.m. on the same bill as New Law, Dorje the Singing Shaman, and Kyle McKierney. Tickets are $9.53 and are available online at www.projectwildcountry.com.